Yeshua Perek Chaf Aleph. In this parak, the Navi further discusses the Nachlos, the cities, for the Shevet Levi and the Kohanim. As it says in Pasuk Aleph, Vayikshu Rosh HaAvos HaLeviim El Lozer HaKoin, Lo Yeshua Benun, Lo Rosh HaAvos HaMatos Uvnei Yisrael. That the Rosh HaLeviim, they came and they approached the Lozer HaKoin, and they approached Yeshua, and they approached the head of Bnei Yisrael. The heads of Shevet Levi approached Yeshua for their cities. The Kli Yakar explains that the bamos, the altars, the mizbeach, were regularly able to be built anywhere. Any ordinary person was able to bring a korban. Now that the Aaron and the Mishkan moved to Shiloh, the Leviim / Kohanim were now took the leadership role for Kli Yisrael and were the only ones who are able to offer korbanos for them. In Pasuk Dalet through Pasuk Ches, it describes the lottery that's drawn, the goral that's drawn for them, for the Shevet Levi, for which cities they're going to inherit. As it says, "Vayetzei goral mishpachos kahati v'yehi v'nei Aaron haKohen," that the lottery was going to be drawn. Now the Navi lists how many cities were given up by each Shevet. This takes us Pasuk Tes through Pasuk Lamates. The Navi describes Shevet by Shevet which Shvatim gave up which cities for the Levim and the Kohanim. Note, included in this list of cities were the six Ari Miklat. In Pasuk Lamates, Kol Ari Levim B'socha Huzos B'nei Yisrael Arim Arvim V'shmona U'magarsheim. It was 48 cities in all were given up for the Levim and the Kohanim from the other Shvatim. In Pasuk Nun Pasuk Mem Gimel, which is the end of the parak, the Navi states, Hashem gave all of Kal Yisrael their inheritance. This finishes the Parshios of the Nachla. It describes there was rest in the land and no other nation stood against Kal Yisrael at all. As it says in the last Pasuk of the parak, Lo Nafel Dover Mikol HaDover Tov Asher Dibe Hashem El Beish Yisrael HaKol Bo. Everything was there. No good, no tov was lacking. As Matsudas David points out, Lo Nechsar Shum Dabar. Everything was done. They entered into Eretz Yisrael. They crossed the Yarding. All the lands were giving out. All the promises that Hashem had promised to Moshe Rabbeinu were all, they were being fulfilled. I would like to point out that the Ari Miklat were divided into four different, the Ari Leviim were divided into four groups. The first group was the Kohanim, who were direct descendants of Aaron from the family of Kahat, the Bnei Kahat. The second group was the rest of the Mishpacha Kahat, of the Kahat, that were not direct descendants from Aaron HaKohen. The third group of Leviim was Bnei Gershon, and the fourth group was the Bnei Marari. The Sefer HaChinuch explains that the Leviim were only given the land they needed necessary for their families, because their tribe was set aside with a special kedusha in order to serve Hashem. This is why the Sefer HaChinuch continues to explain that this is why the Ari Miklat were given to the Shevet Levi. This way, anyone that was seeking an Ari Miklat, a city of refuge, could easily be influenced by their kedusha and hashpa from the Leviim and bring them to tshuva. Ramad Wali, in addition, explains that this is why the Leviim were dispersed throughout all the cities of Eretz Yisrael. So this way, their kedusha would have a positive influence over the rest of the Shvatim and the rest of Bnei Yisrael. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.